The implications for our own galaxy is that our own galaxy must be much larger in radius. It could be twice the size that we observe it to be. It could be three times the size. And once again, maybe the dark halo is two or three or four times larger, as inferred from future observations. So I think the implication is that the universe somehow knows how to make enormous galaxies, huge disks. I'm guessing that future observations in our own galaxy will support that notion. But it may be that, in fact, not all galaxies are the same, that some disks are enormous and some disks are not. As I say, we don't have a complete model for how these disks form. It seems remarkable that you have this gigantic dark halo, you throw gas in, it settles down to form a razor-thin disk, and then you get these stars. Even the way in which the stars form within the gas that you see, we used to think we understood that in terms of simple theoretical arguments. But the evidence now from the new observations from the Spitzer satellite, from the Galax satellite, from our own observations, the evidence now is that even those simple theoretical ideas about how stars form from gas may be quite wrong, because it doesn't explain why these disks are as big as they are, and you get stars in a relatively rarefied medium. We always thought that stars are only born in dense, cloudy environments where there's lots of stuff around, so that the stuff can collapse under its own weight. So it either means that we don't understand how stars truly form, even in some general way, or it means that there was once a gigantic, thick, dusty, gassy disk in the early universe that settled down and formed stars, and all that gas and dust has been blown away ever since, and we've got the residue of something which is very ancient. So anyway, and in the next few months, I would hope that our observations will tell us which of those is right, that we don't understand star formation, or that these disks in the very early universe were once very, very massive and very, very dense.